or vaping shouldn't be lumped in with smoking. That's the view of the Vapor Products Association of South Africa. Business Live article today talking about the new Tobacco Products and Electronic Delivery Systems Control Bill, which essentially treats vaping almost identically to cigarettes, certainly around packaging and around a ban on online retailing. You cannot deliver, sell vaping over online channels if this bill comes into law. This has upset the vaping industry. Asanda Khloe joins me now, CEO at the Vapor Products Association. Asanda, a very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Mike.
Why should this not be happening? Vaping to me feels like smoking. Is there a distinction you wish to make?
Yes, Mike, there is a very big distinction here that we need to base every conversation on this topic on, and that is vaping is not smoking. The one thing that is characterizes smoking is the combustion. So we all know that people are addicted to nicotine, but they die from the tar that comes from combustion and cigarettes. So vaping eliminates all of those chemicals that are found in smoking cigarettes. And the only thing that they have in common is nicotine. So we deliver the nicotine. So vaping products essentially deliver the nicotine in a less harmful form. So there's no combustion in vaping products. There is no tobacco in vaping products. So that is an important distinction that from the onset needs to be understood.
I am no expert, so I can't counter what you're saying, but as I understand it, there are studies saying that vaping has issues regarding addiction and health, that you cannot say it is that much better than smoking itself. Do you have a response to those studies and those things that I've been reading?
Yes, I do. And I think what you need to always understand vaping in the context of smoking. There is a risk spectrum. We've never said that vaping is 100% safe. Nothing is. It is less harmful. But like I said, the individuals who smoke are smoking because of the nicotine. So when you wean off individuals from smoking cigarettes, we provide them in traditional tools, you provide them with nicotine replacement therapy. That has nicotine. So it's the same kind of thing in terms of the common ingredient, which is nicotine. And nicotine is a mild stimulant, similar to caffeine. So you've got leading global health organizations that have time and again come out and reinforce that assertion to say that, yes, vaping is indeed a less harmful alternative to smoking. It's not without risk, though, like anything else that you find in the world.
What are you objecting to in this bill? Is it the packaging issue, where they are wanting plain packaging with limited branding and health warnings, or is it the distribution model with no online sales?
We are all for sensible regulation of the industry, Mike. That's never been in question. We have always asked that we be regulated based on scientific and empirical evidence. However, the departure point of this bill conflates vaping and smoking. So from that onset, when we first spoke to Department of Health, we said we cannot have and extend the same regulations that are applicable to smoking to vaping products. So you touched on the issue of retail display ban, the issue of plain packaging. Vaping requires communication. So essentially what this bill is saying is you will not be allowed to communicate to a smoker nor to a vapor. And how do you tell individuals about the benefits of switching to vaping if you're unable to communicate with them? The biggest one, which we vehemently object to, is the one about banning of flavors in e-liquids. We were never consulted on any of those things. So to us, if you have a sensible bill to talk about, then let's talk about. But this one is not sensible in its current form.
Where are we up to in the process? Are you still in consultation? Do you still have a voice? Or has this train left the station? Is it heading for Parliament?
Practically, the department has made its move. I mean, it's now up to Parliament to decide the final shape of the draft legislation. But I think it's important that we stress that in the spirit of the National Policy Development Framework, stakeholders ought to be consulted at every turn of a consultation process. When there are material changes, stakeholders that will be impacted need to be consulted. In this particular point, this new bill, this is a new bill to what we were consulted on last year. So we had sight of this bill after it was gazetted. So that's not a true spirit of true consultation. And it's something that we really need to stress, that we need to be transparent in this process.
Asanda Khoi, thank you for your time. On the line from Pretoria, CEO at the Vapor Products Association, their view is that vaping and cigarettes should not be treated the same way in the new legislation.